This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm talking to Joey Keyes from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today, Joey?
I'm good, Ethan. How are you?
Great. Now, we've got two things coming up here in the near future at the end of November that lots of people participate in. We're going to kind of talk about both of them. And the first one is Giving Tuesday, which is, of course, a great idea. You know, we love to be charitable, but we have to be careful about who we're giving to.
That is exactly right. End of the year, a lot of people are looking to, maybe they get in the holiday spirit, they're looking to donate money to some of their favorite charities, or maybe looking for some new charities. Also, it's a good time possibly to help with some tax implications too by giving some of your money away.
Now, what are some tips? Of course, now there's lots of very worthy charities in the world, but there are some charities that they might be a little bit sketchy. So what are some tips that you can look for if you are looking into charities to support this holiday season?
One of the big things, if it is a charity that you're kind of interested in but maybe you're unfamiliar with their organization, don't be scared to ask. Ask for, you know, information about their charity, about their programs and their finances, you know, where the money goes, you know, and that sort of thing. Also, be leery of any charities that are requesting money on the spot or being high-pressured with their donations or appeals. A good thing is with a charity, they're going to take your money as much tomorrow as they will today. So that's one thing to remember. If you're not 100% sure, take your time, research it, make sure you know it's a charity that it is that you want your money going to.
And I think on your website, you guys will have some good tips, some good questions to ask for a charity, but we can go over some of those as well. And one of them that I like is, what portion of the donation is actually going to support?
Yes, that is a very good question. Every charity is going to have some overhead costs. You know, you have to have employees, you have to have certain resources. But you want to make sure that not too much of the donations is going to that sort of thing, and that a lot of it is going to the actual cause intended.
Right, right. And of course, the Better Business Bureau website, you guys can, you know, you can always check that to get the rating for a charity to see if it is reputable. Joey, what's that website again?
The website is bbb.org.
Now, when you're shopping online for charities to look at, what are some things you can look for on their websites?
Just one thing to look for, if you are going to donate online, make sure their website is secure. Look for HTTPS, make sure that S is there. Also, if it is a well-known website, make sure you're at the correct website. We've heard indications of where the scammers have made spoof websites, where maybe they'll just change a letter or maybe add something additional to the website that people made a frequent typo. So just make sure you're on the actual website. Make sure it's secure. See how they're going to share your personal information before you make a donation online.
Now, of course, that was Giving Tuesday. Now, the day before that is another big online day. And that is Cyber Monday, and that's, you know, of course, a day that people do lots of Christmas shopping after Thanksgiving weekend. Joey, what are some tips for safe shopping on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, Cyber Monday is also a huge deal. Consumers love to shop from the comforts of their home. It's easier for them to verify prices in different stores. They can look at a whole bunch of different items at one, you know, one stop. So things to remember, definitely, before you even turn on your computer, before you even get onto the internet, make sure your computer is up to date with, you know, make sure there's a firewall, antivirus, and the spyware software. You know, make sure all those are up to date and make sure you run virus scans regularly. That way, on your end, you're starting off protecting yourself.
Of course. Now, we talked about this a bit before with the charity websites, but do commercial websites have an issue with phishing as well, where they'll, you know, scammers will make sites that look, you know, pretty darn close to what the actual thing is just to get you to give them their personal information?
Yeah, yes, we have definitely seen companies as well. Scammers have copied company websites. That's a good point. They may look just like the original website, and they have products you can look at. And the other thing to watch out for in the holiday season is phishing emails as well. If you get an email saying there's a problem with your order or anything like that, you definitely want to verify and make sure it's coming from a legitimate source, and call customer service, you know, from the store directly if you have any questions about anything you receive.
Now, of course, people are going to, even if they do their due diligence, occasionally, you know, you might make a mistake and make a charge on a, you know, non-legitimate website. If you pay with a credit card, though, there are some laws that will protect you. Can we talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. We recommend, you know, if you are shopping online, if it's a website you're not familiar with, or just to be have that extra ad layer protection, use a credit card. Under federal law, you can dispute charges if you don't receive an item, or if there's an issue, you know, with the website itself, or maybe it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be as far as it is a scam website. Many cards have also zero liability policies, so if someone steals your card number and uses it, many times the consumer is, you know, off the hook for any of those fraudulent charges.
Now, of course, some of you may already do this. I certainly do it whenever I order something online. I will get the tracking number, then check it obsessively until it arrives. That's not just me being obsessive. It is a little bit, but there is actually a good reason to do that as well.
There is. I do the same thing, especially during the holiday season when you may be ordering a ton of items at once. It's a good way to keep track of it. You know, make sure you're getting items that you wanted to order, make sure it's the right model number, make sure it's coming in, you know, when you want it on time, especially if it's, you know, you have a holiday party coming up and you need the item by then, you can make sure it's going to arrive when it's supposed to.
Alrighty. Joey, anything else to add about Giving Tuesday or Cyber Monday?
No, I think we got everything covered.
Thanks. And by the way, these are on both these days. This year, Cyber Monday is the 28th, and Giving Tuesday is the 29th. So coming up here in the near future.
It's creeping on us very soon.
Yes. All right, Joey, thank you so much for your time today. This has been Ethan Kruger with Effingham Radio News.